this point, we're moving on to our comments, and we'll start with public comment. And these are comments related to any item on the agenda. And again, we will be limiting comment to 3 minutes.
Good morning, Regent Doty.
How are you? Good morning.
Very well. How are you, President Abdallah, members of the board? I'm going to talk as fast as I can. Faculty, I'm speaking to the enhanced fiscal athletic budget. Faculty are not against athletics. Many enjoy the vitality they bring to the university and the opportunities they provide for our students. We are more concerned that by actions and words, which are powerful, the Regents make it clear that they do not value academics. The sacrifices that have been made over the last 10 years and those that continue to be made are on the verge of devastating our fundamental mission to provide quality academic programs for our students and world-class research for our state and our various global communities. This is a pivotal moment, I believe, in our university budgetary discussions. Not only are decisions being considered that will affect the university in the coming year, but value assignations are being placed on the various elements that define us as a community. The mere suggestion to forgive the athletic debt speaks to a fundamental conflict with what many of us believe is our primary mission, which should be our primary mission. As you all move forward in response to Secretary of Higher Education Barbara Dehrman's directive to have UNM formally address its athletic debt, the faculty want their voices to be heard by the board on what we value and we view the priorities of our institution. I will repeat, our constituents are deeply troubled by the seeming lack of regard for the sacrifices that the academic units have made on a continual basis. And I know I have a minute left at least, so I'm going to just read you a couple. I got over 25 emails from faculty. Let's just reflect for a moment on the academic ramifications that this has for our mission, service or lack thereof, as other units are applauded for mismanagement and misuse of their budget. Please, she writes. Next person, this is an instance of the Regents acting contrary to the best interests of the academic mission of the university. That much money could certainly do a significant amount to improve academics. We're talking about their $4.7 million debt, just to be clear. Sorry, I'm going fast to get through. Another quote, athletics should be held to the same standard as the rest of the campus. Regent Doty should have to come to one of our meetings and explain to us why the athletics gets a waiver when the rest of the campus does not. Somebody used a little harder language, deplorable, insulting, a slap in the face to the academic and service mission of the university. This only adds, and this is the point I wanted to make, to the feelings of distrust and low morale that currently permeate UNM. So this folder is full of people's stuff, responses to that, and I if you need it, I'll give it to you redacted later on, but I needed to speak on this. Thank you very much for your time.
Actually, I had some questions for you.
Sure. Oh, go ahead.
So what is the faculty's position on the UNM press? Because I know you're directing it at me.
I agree with you that we should look at both of them. I do not believe in forgiving debt wholeheartedly.
Okay.
So that is my personal, we can, poll.
So what is the faculty's position that they do not want UNM Press's debt forgiven either?
I don't think anyone is for absolute debt relief unless you do it for all our departments.
Okay.
That's the position I think we would take, but I can, take that out to everybody.
Okay. Because that would have been good to know, because that was part of the my discussion, too.
I think it's hard. But also, let me be clear about that. That's often a subsidized part of a university. So I don't believe no subsidy is appropriate for that. I'm not aware that athletics is a subsidized part of a university in a general basis, since our primary academic mission is an academic mission, and that athletics is a support service.
Do you know the answer to that question, David?
I didn't catch it.
Can you read?
I'm talking about the press is traditionally subsidized in all major universities to a certain extent. I'm not talking debt forgiveness. I'm talking about subsidies going forward. But athletics, I don't believe they're the same level of subsidy. And what we're focusing on right now is the academic mission.
I believe, in the research we've done, Eddie probably knows more about that. And I know that Melanie knows a lot in her research about the press. Typically, university press operations in the country have to have a subsidy to operate in a balanced manner. In terms of athletics, I don't know that there's any set model anywhere. I think, when we interviewed Athletic Director Nunez, he indicated that at his former school, they actually gave money from athletics to support the academic mission.
And that happens at
So I don't know that there's any single answer to that.
Anything else, Regent Doty? No,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Catherine Watkins, please.
So sometimes these things don't work. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to the Regents and to the leadership for allowing me to speak today. I appreciate that. I am Dr. Catherine Watkins from the College of Education. This semester, the College of Education faculty members have spent approximately 14 hours in meetings discussing the budget that we will have to exist in over the next academic year. Those meetings have been difficult for all of us because we have to make economies in order for our college to function. We have some economies have been made that may impact the quality of the mission that we offer to the university. Still, we are committed as a group to acting in a fiscally responsible way so that we have a budget that we can operate within and still support the development of the College of Education and the future of the children of New Mexico. I came here to speak about the forgiveness of the debt by the athletic department. It sends the message that fiscal irresponsibility is acceptable for some who appear to be important, while others are not important. I urge the Regents to not send that message to faculty members who are already stressed and trying very hard to do more with less. The mission of this university is to provide students with values, habits of mind, knowledge, and skills to be enlightened citizens, to contribute to the state and national economies. Forgiveness of debt accrued over years of poor management does not support that mission or that item in our students' knowledge. I want to thank you again for allowing me to speak, but I do want you to recognize that the faculty have unanimously, in my particular college, said that they are distressed by this particular notion of the forgiveness of debt. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you so much. And then we have Coffee Brown, please.
Coffee stuck teaching.
Oh, okay.
Prepared comments would be appropriate for me to read them to you, or?
He's on it.
I don't know. Up to you.
Sure, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so I'm reading in someone else's voice now.
But you have to do it in his voice. I can't. Just the laugh of it. So I can read a little more slowly. His is shorter. There is not presently a faculty versus athletics mentality that I am aware of. Athlete scholars are positive models. Still, very few athletes will go on to earn a living as professional athletes. Those who do will seldom last more than a few years, and those who leave sports may not be well prepared for the professions they degreed in. By contrast, nearly all of our academic graduates will succeed professionally far into the future, taking the state's economy with them. Whether directly or indirectly, monies lost to athletics are lost from athletics. If the $6 million total debt were repaid into the general coffers, we could almost be in the black for the first time in a while. We've been told every single day since I began working here in 2010 to tighten our belts, do more with less, suck it up. Yet we hemorrhage money into intramural sports. It is not necessary or desirable to demean athletics, but our core objective is to prepare students to be competent professionals and community leaders. It is not a matter of worthy versus unworthy, but of priorities. We ask that you prioritize education over entertainment. That's from Coffee.